Are you dead ass?
Micah, you don't have to lie to me.
Bye. Derek tried to get Micah to stay, but he knew she was pissed.
I can't believe you would ask me that.
Then why would you run away from the police?
I freaked out. I was called down to the office and saw two officers waiting for me. I felt like I couldn't breathe, so I ran out of the school. I couldn't go in there. But Nia, you gotta know, I would never hurt Ronnie.
If you didn't do it, then turn yourself in.
Jason, stop!
No, too late for that, little lady. He about to get his ass whooped.
I'm finna kill you, old man.
No.
Get off of
Dad,
me!
Dad, put the gun down!
Move!
No!
Hey, you. This is Tales of the Text. Short fiction stories filled with drama, secrets, and plot twists, marinated in Black teen culture. Today's tale is The Neighbor App.
Come on, Mariah. We're going to be way too late.
Stop tripping. You know, ain't none of the good people there yet.
Girl, we are in the heart of downtown. You gotta get this stuff before it gets overcrowded. You know we about to have to wade through a ton of folks already.
Okay. I'm almost ready. I'm trying to look good tonight. Troy gonna be there.
Why are you still wasting your time with him? He is for everybody.
Nah, he is for me. I ain't worried about none of them other chicks. I'm the only one he care about, for real.
Girl, whatever.
I know you ain't talking. You actually get with Kenny, and then you can talk to me.
You just don't understand my relationship with Kenny.
What relationship? That weird, nervous mess y'all always doing around each other? Acting like y'all don't know each other one minute, then acting like besties the next?
Look, we'll get there. We're just taking our time, being friends first. You wouldn't know nothing about that.
Yeah, okay. Anyways, which one of these lipsticks should I go with?
Whichever. Just come on.
Chill out. You gonna be awkwardly laughing at Kenny in no time. I hope the folks ain't wilding outside. You know the people all want to come to the South Loop acting up on the weekend.
True. Hold up. Let me look at this neighbor app we just got.
Oh yeah. Fire that up. See what's going on out here.
Yo.
What?
Somebody in here talking crazy about somebody. Supposed to be roaming around downtown with a gun or something.
I'm sure there is more than one person downtown with a gun right now.
Yeah, but it's a few people in here. Like, they out here on some Jason-type stuff. Acting for real crazy.
Well, I guess we better bring our brick.
Seriously, Rye, maybe we should just stay in.
Girl, no. I've been looking forward to this. I spent all this time getting ready. We going.
Then maybe we should call for a ride or something.
Ain't nobody about to spend no money on that. Besides, you know how hard it is to get to those down here anyway? The GPS be all dumb, so the drivers never know how to find you. We just better off walking.
I just don't feel good about it.
You had that app for like 5 minutes, and you already letting it make you paranoid. We'll be fine. Quit tripping. Let's go.
Fine.
The girls get their things and leave their dorm room. They exit the residential building out onto the street. It's late, yet quite a few people still remain outside. Some they even recognize from their building. As they begin to walk a few blocks, they find themselves going further away from the crowds.
Where is this party again?
It's in one of these fancy downtown buildings. You know, in one of those super dope apartments.
Oh, okay.
Girl, I know you are not still on that damn app.
Rye, for real, I think we should be concerned.
Tara, quit tripping. It's always something going down somewhere. But we're good. We just gonna go to this party and have a good time. That other mess is for other people.
Rye, you talking a big game like we some big people. You nor I can do anything if a maniac is on the loose out here.
Girl, I am the maniac out here.
I'm done with you.
Good. Then I don't have to hear no more of that neighbor crap.
They walk on in silence for a block. That's when the two hear a sound behind them. They both jump and look back. At first, they just see a small pair of young women scurrying by. Then they notice a shadowy figure standing half a block behind them. They look at each other and walk faster.
Still think I'm tripping?
Whatever. Let's just walk. Faster.
Oh, now you're getting scared, huh?
Shut up and let's just move.
As they're walking faster, they're throwing back the occasional glance to see if the shadowy figure is still behind them. To their chagrin, it is. They turn off to another street. Halfway down, they look back and see that there is still someone behind them. Apparently, the same someone. Suddenly, Mariah takes off running. Once Tara realizes, she takes off after her.
What are you doing?
Trying to get away?
Can you clue me in first? Next time?
Ain't nobody got time to stop and talk when we need to be running. You still see him?
No. Do you?
Nah. I think we lost him.
I think we lost ourselves too. Where the hell are we?
I don't know. I just took off. I don't know what direction we ran in. Let's look at the street sign. Damn it! There he is again!
Maybe it's somebody different.
Oh, now you want to act like nothing's wrong.
I'm just saying, we are downtown. It could be somebody different.
Check the neighbor app.
Oh, now you want to know what's on the app.
Just check the damn app!
Okay. There aren't any new posts about the supposed maniac. Doesn't seem like anybody else has seen them.
Probably because he's following us now.
All right, Rye. I'm sorry for getting you all worked up. Let's just try to figure out where we are and get to where we're going.
Nah, don't try to get all calm now. You started this. We gotta get out of here.
I know, but you just want to run around randomly or do you want to know which way to go?
Fine, but let's hurry.
The two begin to walk to the end of the street. Just as they pass an alleyway, they look and see a figure standing under the streetlight. They both stop in their tracks. At first, the figure simply stands in the semi-darkness. Then their hand moves from inside of their coat, and the girls see the glint of a gun. At that point, they begin to make a run for it. The two run for a few blocks in each direction, not sure of which right and left is taking them where. Finally, they dip into a restaurant.
Oh my God! What the hell?
I told you we shouldn't have left. We should have just trusted the people on the app.
Really? I told you so? That's what we're on. We're being chased by a lunatic with a gun, and you want to go into I told you so's?
I'm just saying.
Forget that. What are we gonna do?
We should call the police.
And say what?
That there's a lunatic out here with a gun?
What is that gonna do?
What do you mean? We can get the police involved, maybe get an escort.
In what world? They're barely gonna make a report.
Whatever, I'm calling.
Hello, 911, what is your emergency?
There's a madman chasing us.
All right, ma'am, what is your name?
My name is Tara Mitchell.
All right, Miss Mitchell, where are you right now?
We ran into a bar. It's called Upshots. I'm not exactly sure where it is.
Okay, Upshots. Now, who is chasing you?
I don't know. I don't know who they are. I just know that they've been following us and they have a gun.
Did you make contact with them at any point?
No. We just noticed them following us through the streets and then we saw a gun and started to run.
Did he follow you into the bar?
I don't think so.
Okay, you say we. Who all is with you right now?
It's just me and my best friend, Mariah.
Okay. Where are you all located in the bar?
We moved by the bathroom so it wouldn't be so loud.
Okay. How far away from home are you?
I don't know. We stay in the Londo Residence Hall off of the Drexel University campus.
I see. Did you all drive?
No. We were walking, then we started running.
Did you see any police outside?
I don't know. I don't think so. We weren't paying attention. We just wanted to get away.
All right, I understand. Okay, so I need for you to go back outside.
Wait, what?
I'm going to need for you to go back outside.
But why? He's still out there.
Miss Mitchell, in order for me to get you the help you need, I'm going to need you to step outside. We don't want to potentially endanger others by having patrols come into a crowded bar.
But what if he's out there?
I'm going to stay on the phone with you, and if you see anything, you just let me know, and I'll dispatch a unit to you right away.
But can't you just do that now?
That may not be necessary. Odds are that there are already some officers nearby. I just need you to step out and check before we do anything else.
Okay. Come on, let's go outside.
What? Are the police here?
We have to go out there and check.
What? That doesn't make any sense.
That's what the dispatcher's saying. She said there's probably already a unit close by.
Probably? The cops are never around when you need them. Tell them to just send somebody.
Come on, let's just do what they say.
He's still out there.
It'll be okay. I'm still on with the dispatcher.
See? There's no cops out here.
I don't see the crazy dude either, though.
He's lurking around here somewhere. I know it.
I don't see any police out here.
All right, Miss Mitchell, can you just walk to the end of the block for me?
What?
I need you to check for a unit around the corner.
But there's alleys and stuff over there.
I'm right here with you, Miss Mitchell. Just stay on the phone and follow my instructions, please.
Okay. She says to go check at the corner.
Seriously? I think this 9/11 lady's trying to get us killed. Let's just go back into the bar and try to get someone to come and get us.
Let's just check real fast.
This is so stupid. Fine, let's go. But as soon as I see anything, I'm running for it.
Oh my God, he's chasing us again. Please send somebody.
Yeah, that girl was lying.
Hello? Hello?
Oh no. She looks at her phone to see that the call has disconnected. The two try to run between two buildings in hopes of getting away. Instead, they find themselves at a dead end. As they turn to go back, they see that they are trapped by the madman.
What do you want from us? We don't have anything.
Why do you keep running from me?
Because you're following us with a gun.
I don't like it when people run from me.
Well, stop being a nutcase.
Are you crazy? He's going to kill us.
He's probably going to do it anyway. I'm sick of this. Just do what you're going to do.
Mariah!
She's right.
He raises the gun. Tara and Mariah grab a hold of each other and shut their eyes. Just as they are bracing for the shots, they hear shuffling. When they open up their eyes, they see the madman being wrestled to the ground by two men. One gets the gun away from him while the other hits him over the head, rendering him unconscious.
Kenny?
Are y'all okay?
I guess so. How did you find us?
Man, I was just coming down to look for y'all. It was getting late. I'm glad I did.
Me too. Thank you so much. You saved our lives.
It's okay. You know I got you. I'd never let anything happen to you.
Thank you, Kenny. For real.
Look, it's no problem. Let's call the police and get y'all home. I know you don't feel like partying after this.
Wait, is the party right here?
Yeah.
Is Troy there?
Yeah.
I'm going to find him.
Well, I guess she's all right.
You know how your girl is. I'm just glad y'all are safe. I got worried because I was on the neighborhood app and saw something about a dude with a gun.
Yeah, me too. But Mariah said I was crazy.
Well, it's all good now. I got you.
Remember Kenny? From the beginning, Kenny moves in and gives Tara a big old hug. As they embrace, they hear commotion behind them. They turn to see the guy who was holding the madman down on the ground. And guess what? The madman is nowhere to be found. Tara opens up the neighbor app and posts the following update.
There's a crazy man out here with a gun. Y'all, be careful out here. He just almost killed me and my friend.
Now the popo shows up. So typical. now that we have your attention, go to your favorite app. You know, Google Podcasts, Spotify, or Apple Podcasts. Search Tales of the Text. Subscribe or follow. Press play. And duh, if you like what you hear, share with your friends. Till next time. Tales of the Text podcast is produced with support from PRX and the Google Podcast Creator Program. Created and executive produced by Joy Mitchell. Tara, voiced by Kima V. Antoine. Mariah, voiced by Candace Ayer. 911 Operator, voiced by Sierra Doss. Madman, voiced by William Spite. Kenny, voiced by Jalen Harris. Narrator, Joy Mitchell. Sound design by Scott Stronach. And music provided by Epidemic Sound.